Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. President Biden will lay out a new strategy today to fight the Delta variant of the coronavirus. As NPR's Mara Liasson reports, the spread of the virus variant is threatening Biden's agenda.
President Joe Biden has already blamed the Delta variant for last month's disappointing jobs report. According to the White House press secretary, Jen Psaki, the president will lay out a six-pronged strategy. He will make a renewed push for vaccine mandates and testing programs. The approach will involve both the public and private sectors. Many private companies are already requiring their employees to get vaccinated or tested regularly, and some parts of the government, including school districts, also have vaccine mandates in place. COVID has become a public health crisis and an economic problem. Although the economy is still growing at its fastest pace in decades, the new Delta strain is slowing down what many economists expected to be an even stronger fall. Mara Liasson, NPR News, The White House.
There's an effort underway to get some veterans groups to work with the U.S. government to help Americans and vulnerable Afghans leave Afghanistan. The veterans groups say the Taliban are preventing flights from taking off. White House spokeswoman Jen Psaki says the U.S. will continue to hold the Taliban accountable for all their actions.
It's whether they let people depart the country who want to depart, whether they treat women across the country as they have committed to treat them, and how they behave and operate. And therefore, we're not moving toward recognition. At the same time, we're dealing with a reality world here where we have to engage in order to get American citizens and others out of the country.
The Biden administration has been continuing to urge the Taliban to allow flights to leave. Vice President Harris will meet Mexican officials today. They'll jumpstart high-level economic talks. These talks have not been held for 4 years. Harris will lead a team that will discuss infrastructure at the border and making other investments in Mexico to help slow migration to the United States. On Wednesday, Vice President Harris campaigned in her home state of California for Governor Gavin Newsom. He is facing a recall election. From member station KQED, Marisa Lagos reports, the recall vote has national implications.
At a rally outside a union training hall in her native Bay Area, Harris underscored the themes Newsom has leaned into in the final days of this campaign, that he acted decisively to protect Californians during the global pandemic, and that the recall is not just about seizing control of this Democrat-dominated state.
They think if they can win in California, they can do this anywhere. Well, we will show them you're not going to get this done. Not here. Never.
Harris says if the recall succeeds, Republicans will be emboldened to further restrict access to abortion, undermine voting rights, and threaten workers' rights across the U.S. For NPR News, I'm Marisa Lagos in San Francisco.
You're listening to NPR News from Washington. The National Hurricane Center says Tropical Depression Mindy is pouring rain over Georgia and coastal South Carolina. The storm's top sustained winds are 35 miles per hour. It's moving quickly toward the Atlantic Ocean. Mindy made landfall as a tropical storm last night on the Florida Panhandle. Workers of color are bearing the brunt of workplace-related heat illnesses and deaths. That finding is part of a recent analysis conducted by Columbia Journalism Investigations, NPR, and the Texas Newsroom. From Houston Public Media, Sarah Willa Ernst has more.
Analysis of data from the Bureau of Labor Statistics show that a third of all workers who died from the heat since 2010 were Hispanic, a group that accounts for only 17% of the workforce. Former Occupational Safety and Health Administration head David Michaels acknowledges this threat disproportionately affects certain workers.
And these workers, the ones who will die are most likely, they're the low-wage workers, they're workers of color. They tend not to be in unions. They have very few protections.
And experts like Michaels say many workers who have died or gotten sick from the heat are not counted in the official numbers. For NPR News, I'm Sarah Willa Ernst in Houston.
The Russian Space Agency says alarms went off early today in the International Space Station. Astronauts aboard said they smelled burned plastic. The agency says the crew activated air filters and air quality returned to normal. This occurred as the station's batteries were being recharged. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News in Washington.